You're listening to Morning Edition on KMUN. I'm Skylar Butenchen with Northwest News. Horse racing has long been a tradition at the Tillamook County Fair, but the industry and the state agency that oversees the sport in Oregon faces challenges and questions. KMUN's Katie Frankowitz has the story.
If you've never seen a horse race in person, it feels like they take forever to start. But once the horses are in place, things happen fast. The Tillamook County Fair on the Oregon coast is one of only four venues left in the state where you can go see horse racing in person. For people in the industry, the jockeys, owners, breeders, and others, the Tillamook County Fair meet is an important link in an ever-diminishing circuit of racing events across the region. For the Tillamook County Fair, the races are an important part of the entertainment on offer, and one with a long tradition in the rural county. And the races themselves draw a distinct out-of-town crowd. But the fair relies on state money to fund the races.
You know, the cost just to have the safety and security of the animals and the facility upkeep would be, you know, it would be a detriment to the fairgrounds. We would go negative if we were not able to get some funding for that.
That's Cami Von Segern, manager of the Tillamook County Fair. The fair receives a portion of the handle, that's the total money bet on the races, but that money goes right back into various parts of putting them on. And the state agency where the fair gets the bulk of the money needed to host the races has faced intense scrutiny in recent years. The Oregon Racing Commission oversees live horse races and facilitates wagering on animal races not just in Oregon, but across the nation and even in other countries. Last year, the agency received an audit from the Oregon Secretary of State's office after concerns were raised over the commission's ability to regulate a type of betting terminal. The audit identified other issues, including a lack of transparency in how funds were disbursed and the fact that the agency had been operating without a full commission in place. Connie Wynn, the executive director for the Oregon Racing Commission, says all of the issues have been addressed.
I think there are always going to be questions and concerns. It's a very complicated industry. It's a hard industry to get to know, and it's not something, we're not Kentucky where it's front and center all the time. I think the only thing I can do is continue to reach out to the public and answer questions and try to do the best I can to fix things. Not necessarily that they're broken, but you can always make improvements.
The makeup of the commission has also dramatically changed. A former state representative is now the chair, and one of the members has a background in animal welfare, a first for the commission. Lawmakers who were critical of the commission several years ago now say they feel more confident in it. But Representative David Gomberg, a Democrat who represents Oregon's Central Coast, says there are questions about how live horse racing will be regulated in Oregon going forward.
But I think the future of this commission really is in question. And those questions are largely on the governor's desk right now in terms of what this commission is going to do, or in fact, whether we're going to continue to operate through this commission or perhaps shift some of their responsibilities to a different state agency.
And there is another issue the audit identified that is not easy to solve: the challenges the racing industry itself faces. New regulations, new types of betting, fewer horse racing venues, a decline in betting at those venues, all of this has dramatically changed the horse racing industry. Nick Lowe is a trainer based in Washington State.
It seems to be a little bit smaller than it was in the past, that generation that's interested in it, because it's a tough way to make a living, and there's so many better opportunities for people to make a living out there. You have to really love it, you know.
For the Tillamook County Fair, the changes in the industry haven't become an issue yet. John Wehage, vice president of the fair board, says the future of racing is unknown. They have run scenarios for what they would do if racing went away, but without any real solutions. I'm Katie Frankowitz reporting.